This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Promise of the Marines.
News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Monday morning edition as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations across America and in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet, streaming live online. Now, also a special shout-out goes to our great military men and women listening to us right now, wherever they might happen to be, and to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thank you for keeping all of us free and safe. And to all those people on the Third Watch, the truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, plus the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too. Thank you for keeping America rolling along. And a special shout-out goes out to all of those roughnecks working out in the oil rigs all across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, and the Northern Tundra, William and the gang up there in Wyoming and Montana, plus our Aramco oil workers in Saudi Arabia. We haven't heard from them in a couple of days, and we're just saying howdy, howdy back to you. And let's not forget about our merchant marine either, bringing the transport products back and forth, not only into America, but back and forth between the Gulf from one side to the other here to our home state of Florida, where I'm at. Now, don't forget to check out the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website and follow us on Facebook at the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and also on Twitter at Captain's America. Now, joining us right now, we have Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And ladies and gentlemen, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, it's a lot of things to discuss this morning. Of course, we'll get into Joe Biden's win in South Carolina in a minute. We'll get into the coronavirus news. We'll get into some other news, the peace talks over in Afghanistan. But Israel is voting for the third time in the past year for whoever it is that's going to lead the government, whether it's going to be Benjamin Netanyahu or Benny Gantz. So where are we at with that right now?
Well, that's right, Captain. It's a morning time in Israel right now. I think it's after a little bit after 9 o'clock there. The polls would have opened at 7 o'clock a.m. local time. They'll close later tonight at 10 p.m. local time in Israel. And this is the third time within about a 12-month period that Israelis have gone to the polls to try to break this this stalemate, really, of trying to get a government formed. And you're right, Benjamin Netanyahu is facing off against his former general, Benny Gantz. At this point, it looks like the Likud party might have a little bit of an edge going into the voting, but that may not be enough in order to form a government. And once again, they still might be going off and having to have more elections after this one, believe it or not. It's going to be very, very interesting. The exit polls will be released, we understand, once the actual polls close, but they won't have a final vote count, perhaps for at least a couple of days, we're told.
All righty. And without fail, this is what we're going to hear because Joe Biden just won, so he's going to be cackling for quite a while yet. But here's what we're going to be listening to for, I don't know, till September or November.
Excuse me, I got to get this right.
And why should the voters believe that you can win the national election?
Iowa's a Democratic caucus. You ever been to a caucus? No, you haven't. You're a lying, dog-faced pony soldier.
You're a damn liar, man. That's not true. And no one has ever said that?
No man has a right to raise a hand to a woman in anger. And so we have to just change the culture, period. And keep punching at it and punching at it and punching at it.
And you want to check my shape on it? Let's do push-ups together, man. Let's do the run. Let's do whatever you want to do.
It is important that Iowa and Nevada have spoken, but look.
Get your work straight, Jack.
I'm Jill Biden's husband, and I work for Cedric Richmond. Are you joking?
Yep. Granddaughters not only love their dads, their grandpops, they always like them, and that's the great thing. Thank you, baby. Thanks. I want you to meet Finnegan.
All right. Well, that was just a little montage of Joe Biden with some of the things that we remember him by. But we're going to have some more moments, aren't we?
I think we are, Captain. And it's probably going to get weirder as far as we can tell. But Joe Biden, of course, with a newfound confidence and a newfound sort of spring in his step, of course, coming after South Carolina. But the good question is going to be, of course, we're going to hit Super Tuesday. How is this going to play out now? And especially, as I'm sure we'll talk about with the departure of Mayor Pete out of the race. And, oh, by the way, Tom Steyer has now dropped out of the race, although I'm still seeing his commercials here.
No, that's because he paid for them. As long as he paid for them, they're going to run them.
That's exactly
they're not
right.
They're not going to give him credit.
That's right.
So he's going to get what he paid for. And I would assume that even if Bloomberg had dropped out, you'd still be seeing his. And by the way, I didn't see any Bloomberg commercials during the football games I was watching. And normally I'd been seeing a bunch of them.
Oh, very interesting. That's right. Well, he's still slated to spend a lot more money. But as we go into Super Tuesday, it's going to tell the tale on Joe Biden versus Bernie Sanders, of course. And especially here in California, I think Sanders is polling above Biden. And one poll that I saw, Captain, put Biden and Warren about the same here in California.
All right. Well, you hold that thought because, folks, when we come back, we're going to talk about California. I believe there's 492 delegates in California on Tuesday. And Super Tuesday is when 34% of the delegates available to the candidates are up for grabs. We'll see what happens. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Now, if you're struggling with nagging pain, if you've got arthritis or back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, ankle pain, knee pain, muscle aches, and just general pain altogether, let me suggest that you try something that I tried 3 years and 11 months ago, because the month has just rolled over, so now it's 3 years and 11 months ago. I started up with the Relief Factor 3-week quick start, and it worked for me in about 2 weeks' time. $19.95 is what it costs then. $19.95 is what it costs right now. And let me tell you something. I wouldn't be without it, because I have arthritis, and every now and then I have problems with my ankle swelling up, and when I take the Relief Factor, guess what? My ankle goes back down to where it's supposed to be. So there you go, and the pain stops. So all I can suggest to you is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. You'll see a little logo link there and a little video that you can watch. It tells you all about what it is, how it works, and how it's worked for other people. And remember, for $19.95, it's a 3-week supply. After that, if you don't do anything, it'll just continue to be shipped to you. But if you want to cancel at that time because it didn't work for you, you just tell them to stop sending it, and they'll stop sending it. But relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. What have you got to lose but pain? Worked for me, folks. All right. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right. Getting back to California, 492 delegates, is that what we came up with?
I believe so. It's 416 of pledged delegates and 79 unpledged delegates.
So that's 495.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
All right, so 495. So that's the big game. Now, that's the total delegates in 14 states represents 34% of all the delegates that the candidates will be able to get on what's called Super Tuesday. So he who prevails on Super Tuesday probably will be the person favored to go on and win the nomination, unless, of course, they go back and forth all the way across, right?
Well, that's right. Well, and see, this is a quite an interesting thing because as we saw Mayor Pete drop out rather suddenly but not completely unexpectedly, leaving in the lurch a lot of people that were even out there hitting the bricks trying to...
Well, they were out here in Florida yesterday. I saw them out here in Florida yesterday knocking on doors in my neighborhood.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. So, but Mayor Pete's departure, you know, of course helps Biden, certainly. But you've got, Elizabeth Warren, who seems to be indicating very strongly that the final play, quote unquote, is going to be at the convention itself. And so is the Democrat civil war heating up or is it simmering down? I think to some degree it might heat up a little bit.
Well, yeah, I don't disagree with you. And of course, Tom Steyer dropped out. That's no big problem at all. It's probably a gift. Elizabeth Warren, I'm not sure where she's going to go, but, Klobuchar, Elizabeth Warren, they'll probably be the next two to go because I just don't see how they can stay in this thing and do anything. Do you?
No, not really. I think that Elizabeth Warren, her time has sort of come and gone. She seemed to be ascending and then it all just kind of, just really went bad for her. And of course Amy Klobuchar, she is there, but she's not a forceful factor, it seems. Even in the way that Elizabeth Warren has been. Yeah.
Okay. Well, now to the coronavirus. Now we have a situation where people need to realize that, we are not in a pandemic. We are not in an epidemic. We have a few cases that are being reported. Unfortunately, some of the cases have resulted in a death here or there, not a lot of them or anything like that. But in my home state of Florida, our Governor Ron DeSantis yesterday afternoon decided to declare a public health emergency in Florida after two presumptive positive cases of the coronavirus were found, one right here in Tampa Bay, in a hospital in Tampa, and the other one down in Manatee County at a hospital in Bradenton.
That's right. And as you say, Captain, it's not really a panic situation, and I think we're seeing a lot of sort of reporting on this that seems to give the impression that it's time to panic. It really is not. However, it is time to be prepared, and by having that state of emergency, a lot of times these things make it easier for money to flow in the event that something else is needed, this kind of thing.
Well, I can tell you that there is no doubt in my mind, because I've been hearing it for several months, ever since we first heard the word coronavirus mentioned, that the military has been the first line of defense, and they have been preparing for this since day one, not only with the soldiers that are overseas in the affected areas, but the president did all the right things to begin with by stopping people from coming into those areas and stopping flights and all that sort of stuff and making sure that people were checked and the cruise ships, et cetera, quarantining them on the ships. All of that was exactly the right thing to do. And the bases are all doing the right thing to do, too. So I know the military has got their act together, which is the setup, if you will, the staging for the civilian sector to do what they need to do.
Well, exactly. And so mostly, as people have been hearing, you know, we're to take, you know, reasonable precautions. Mostly what you and I and people all across the highways and byways can do is we can wash our hands frequently. We can, you know, take these kinds of precautions.
Well, I would start right here. Here's where I would start. Everybody needs to go buy a bottle of hand sanitizer and put it in their car or their truck. And every time you do whatever you're doing and you come back out again, take that hand sanitizer with a roll of paper towels, get your hands all cleaned up, scrubbed up like that, and then dry them off, and boom, you're set.
Well, exactly right. And I actually do have hand sanitizer on my car, that kind of thing.
I do, too.
And because it's just, especially in this day and age, if you stop at the gas station or you do this or that, it's just reasonable to do something like that, especially because it is actually cold and flu season to begin with. Exactly.
Now, a billionaire Republican businessman bought a major portion of Twitter stock, making him a majority stockholder amongst all of the stockholders in Twitter.
And he has come out and said that he may oust the current CEO amidst the concerns of the Republican Party of bias and kicking people off and censoring people because they were putting conservative views or pro-Trump up there and all that stuff. This is an unbelievable story that's surfacing right now.
Well, it certainly is, especially since the president has essentially made Twitter one of his, if not the primary way that he communicates, day to day with the American people. And he realizes that because that is an unfiltered way of getting his message out. It's very different than it was even just a few short years ago. But you're right, with all these things, all these platforms, this is where this battle is being waged in terms of the idea of people being able to express themselves. If they're expressing themselves on a private platform, then suddenly we get people who want to be able to control that speech or censor that speech, this, that, and the other thing. And a lot of times it means that people aren't able to express themselves.
Well, this is an unbelievable news story. It's like a gift from God that's been dropped in Republicans' laps. And this guy, this business person, you can read all about him on my page, the Captain's America Third Watch, or on, let's see, the official Captain's America Third Watch, or on the Captain's America Third Watch radio show. It's over there. It's also on my personal page, Matt Bruce. But you can read all about this individual. And this is something that's and by the way, this is something that the Republicans may be doing more of with their big-time financial gurus buying into some of the media conglomerates to stop their grip of fake news that they keep putting out.
Right, exactly, yeah, and we're talking about Paul Singer, I believe. He's the person who's looking into doing this on Twitter. But you're right, and that's because people have, they want a voice, and they don't like the idea.
All right.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, because we're going to run out of time here in the segment, did you hear what happened in Selma, Alabama, in a little a black church down there, a service attended by Michael Bloomberg?
That's right. About 10 minutes into Michael Bloomberg's speech there to the congregation, I believe it was an AME church, they stood up. Many stood up and turned around, turned their backs to him.
About 2/3 of the church stood up, turned their backs to him. I'm looking at the picture and the video. About 2/3 of the church.
That's exactly right. And Mike Bloomberg has a ways to go, of course. Now, recently, the very controversial statements about the stop and frisk and throw them up against the wall and this kind of thing has had obvious repercussions for obvious reasons in the African-American community.
All right. We'll be right back. Kyle Warren and I will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, give us the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions of the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Breaking news as another Democrat drops out of the race. Mayor Pete hanging up his hat after a disappointing fourth place finish in South Carolina. On Sunday, as other Democrats visit Selma, Alabama ahead of Super Tuesday, Mayor Pete in Plains, Georgia, meeting with former President Jimmy Carter. The two having coffee at the Buffalo Cafe on Main Street. And after the breakfast meeting, Mayor Pete speaking with reporters and slipping, referring to Bernie Bernie Sanders as President Sanders. Listen.
President Sanders, the right alternative to Senator Sanders, but also the right alternative to President Trump.
And after finishing third in South Carolina, billionaire businessman Tom Steyer dropping out of the race Saturday night.
This campaign, we were disappointed with where we came out. I think we got one or two delegates from congressional districts, which I thank South Carolina for.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and my friend Kyle Warren is on the phone, and just as soon as I get done telling you that this segment is brought to you by Geico, Geico Insurance, find them online at geico.com, that's G-E-I-C-O.com, and remember, Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years. And they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, they can help you with your car or the truck that you're driving or your motorcycle, your ATV, boat, RV, Sea-Doo, Ski-Doo, and it can even help you with your homeowners or renters insurance, too. Now, I get a bundle price because not only do I have my car on there, I have my home on there, my homeowners insurance, so they give me a discount rate for that, and you can get that same rate too. All you've got to do is go to Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, type in your zip code. They'll either tell you, they can give you a quote there, how can they help you, or they'll give you the name of your local agent. You can go to the agent and do it that way. Whichever works for you, works for them. That's Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, I want to mention about the Pentagon and the fact that we have agreed with the first stage of the Taliban deal after they kept things quiet for the last 7 days per the agreement. And now we've got 135 days to pull our troops down from the 12,000 or thereabouts that we've got to 8,600. And if anything happens during that time, we will stop the drawdown. They are supposed to sit there and behave themselves. I have a real problem thinking that that's going to take place. And by the way, I also have a problem thinking that the Taliban are going to accept the fact that the Afghan president refused to release the Taliban prisoners that was pre-agreed upon to be done.
Well, exactly right, Captain. And unfortunately, even in the midst of trying to have this drawdown, we may still see the kind of volatility that we have seen there for so many years, and that might really throw a wrench into all of this. Hopefully it will not. The president seemed optimistic on Saturday when he gave his press conference about signing the deal and putting that into place, where it would draw us down to about 8,600 troops or so. But you're right. I mean, again, this is, we have to live in the real world, unfortunately. But part of this, though, is the idea that America also, along with its allies, needs to be able to look at other threats that are happening in the around the globe as well.
Well, the next step of this is the inter-Afghan negotiations, where they try to put a government together made up of factions from each part. The problem is the Taliban is sworn to the destruction of the Afghan Western-supported government.
That's right. And
that's part of their doctrine.
That's right, and therein lies really the heart of the matter of the problems that we've been experiencing post 9/11, in the sense after the United States went into Afghanistan, it has become a very, very complex problem, obviously, and one that even the president himself on Saturday said became much more of a law enforcement role, and he doesn't see the American military as having to persist in that for a long time.
Do you think it would behoove us to just drop a MOAB in the middle of the Taliban somewhere and say, okay, boys, the next one's straight down the pipe?
Well, you know, that's a really good, sort of perspective.
You'd call it the convincer.
Well, that's right. That's right. But, of course, inevitably it would probably ramp up, as opposed to ramping down, but that's what I'm saying. What the president has been faced with, and any future president would be faced with, would be sort of this impossible problem. So the idea becomes, when do you say, okay, enough is enough, and no matter what, we're going to draw down.
Right. Now, there was something else that happened over the weekend. A federal judge on Sunday ruled that Ken Cuccinelli was unlawfully appointed as the acting head of the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, known as USCIS, and invalidated policies connected to asylum seekers that he established during his tenure. Now, this was reported by the New York Post, and I believe the Washington Post just came out with the same story a few minutes ago.
Well, right. What the court found is that Cuccinelli's appointment had violated what's called the Federal Vacancies Reform Act, in the sense that the White House evidently created a title for Cuccinelli, but then was able to appoint him as the interim director, and they're saying that doesn't follow the right protocol. So you're right. Some of these policies that were enacted by him during his tenure could be called into question and maybe even reversed, but in the grand sense, a lot of these policies would have had to come down from higher up, so to speak, not from the president himself, but from higher up in the department, or in the American government, I should say. And so a lot of these things, the impact might be minimal compared to what it sounds like on its face at this point.
And in a couple of stories that are related to coronavirus in an indirect way, Tim Cook, who is the CEO of Apple, correct?
That's right.
He said that Apple is going to be reopening their factories in China.
That's right, and I think reopening the stores as well. They had several stores that I know of that had been closed down in mainland China, and this was contributing to their missing their revenue, or announcing that they were going to miss their revenue marks, basically.
And the other thing is, New York State was reported yesterday, had their first positive test of the virus update, and that kind of got the attention of the governor of New York, and of course they'd already taken some measures there, but this may force them to take additional measures.
Well, certainly. I mean, this is really where this is going to be won or lost early on in this battle. World Health Organization talked about this and said, you know, if you can get, you know, we have to have containment and not just get into a process of mitigation, and where, you know, a lot of people are already getting the virus, this kind of thing. But one of the things that was alarming to me, Captain, over the weekend is that we understand that the virus may have been circulating up to 6 weeks undetected here in the United States already. And so as we look, and of course the CDC has warned that there will be more cases, but again, we are still seeing sort of this sort of panic mentality, but it's not something to panic over, but it's something that if we all work together, it is going to be containable, in my opinion, but that's the best case scenario that we're working for.
Well, one of the areas where it had been undetected for 6 weeks was Washington, D.C., where the international flights were still coming in from other parts of the world to Washington, D.C., and people that had come through those areas were not tested or detected.
Well, exactly right. And then also, of course, the idea of travel restrictions or at least travel warnings. I know that the U.S. State Department has put the highest level of warning for areas in northern Italy, including Lombardy and Veneto, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, that this is the area where they're having a lot of problems in northern Italy, and the State Department has said, you know, don't travel there, whereas other parts of Italy, at least at this time, Captain, it always could change, so you got to check with the travel recommendations from the State Department, is to reconsider non-essential travel. And we've seen tourism be affected and so forth, but I believe that we were also hearing from the American government that people coming back into this country, of course, would be screened when they board the planes and when they get off the planes here in the United States.
Well, finally, what do you think about the story coming out of Vanderbilt University in Tennessee, Nashville, Tennessee, that some states are making it harder for the college students to vote?
Yeah, I saw a little bit about that. It's interesting that if there's no polling places per se or early voting places on the campuses, they say it makes it harder because somebody has to find a way to go and to an actual polling place or find a ride there. And so you find, for example, a Democrat Party in this case, because they're railing against the Republican government and so forth, that they get buses together or these kinds of things. So it's one of those things I think that we're hearing about. Again, to sort of ramp up the idea that it's, you know, making it hard for people to vote, that kind of thing.
Well, that's exactly what the Democrats had done in past elections, that they'd taken buses to the campuses and loaded the kids up and say, come on, we're going to go vote.
Well, exactly right. It said, and so, again, it sort of plays off as a story that says, look, you know, this is why Republicans are winning, because it's so difficult to vote or this kind of stuff. But if the Democrats won, they wouldn't be saying anything like that.
And, you know, Saturday Night Live, just to wrap this up real quickly, joked about killing President Trump just like Julius Caesar. What a bunch of jackasses.
Yeah, that's horrible. We shouldn't do that.
All right, tell us how to do your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and he will be back tomorrow night. Meantime, we'll be back right after these short messages, this short message break, and we're going to look at our Truckers Highway and Byway report for all the roads out there.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Let's celebrate. Come on now.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
This is a story about Billy Joe and Bobby Sue.
That's the Steve Miller Band. Go on, take the money and run. And that's an oldie but goodie from many, many moons ago, but it's still popular today. And I played that just especially for Al up in Nebraska. Go on, take the money and run. All right, well, here we go. And hold on to your hats, folks, especially you guys in Nebraska and Wyoming and, let's see, Colorado, Utah, Nevada. We'll get some more places in a minute. But a winter storm is brewing,
and a strong cold front stretched from the northern plains to the central Rockies. It's going to bring heavy snow to southeast Wyoming into Monday. That's going to move off to the east. That means Nebraska. And as the front shifts east and south this week, it'll bring heavy rain to the south with possible flooding and thunderstorms, which may become severe from South Texas into the southeast. Now, the northern part of this storm will be snow, all snow. The southern part, wherever the border happens to be, if it's I-40, if it's I-70, if it's I-64, that will be rain, but to the north it will be snow. So, again, keep your eyes on the skies, as they like to say. Let's go to California first. California, you've got some high winds in the San Bernardino Mountains tonight. You've got some weather coming in from the Pacific. It hasn't made it in yet, but it will be, and it's pretty much going to cover everything from the Oregon-California line on down south into San Diego, which those winds are just a tease as to what's coming, and you'll have some more rain down below. You'll have some winter snow, heavy snow in the higher elevation, so be prepared for that. It's about 2 days out. Now, in Nevada, southeastern Nevada, on the way up towards the Utah border, you've got snow in the higher elevations up there. And up in Utah tonight, you've got snow to the north and the east of Salt Lake City. I-70, you've got some snow in the higher elevations over around Richfield, Utah, over that direction. And then coming east out of I-80, headed into Wyoming, there's some snow right there, right on the line. You'll run out of it once you get over the line. But you'll run right back into it again when you get over east of Rollins, certainly Elk Mountain, Laramie, Cheyenne, and right to the Nebraska line tonight. But it's going to be moving off to the east, which means that Al will probably see some snow within the next day or two. And then Colorado. You've got a general snow falling tonight right there along the I-24 corridor, higher elevations, Denver south down to Pueblo, looks like right about now, and to the east of Pueblo. If you're coming up 287, you might hit it before you get to Lyman. But that's what it looks like now. Got some winds on the border with Kansas right now. And there is a flash flood warning right now, flash flood warning for the southeastern part of Oklahoma into the southwestern part of Missouri right now. So be advised of that. There's been some thunderstorms go moving through there, and some flash flood warning has been issued. Now, way, way, way up in the northern peninsula of Michigan, up above Wisconsin, and up into Ontario, up into the Canadian province up there, you have got some snow tonight. That's the only place I can see other than where I just told you about the snowing. Down in the central portion of Alabama and the central and northern portion of Georgia to include Atlanta, there are some rain showers in the area there tonight. If you're going across I-20, you certainly will have it from Alabama all the way across to Augusta, Georgia. If you're going up 75 from north of Valdosta, up all the way to Chattanooga, you'll have it up there, and from Birmingham on down to Montgomery, you'll have rain tonight as well, so be advised of that. And don't forget, the Mississippi River is still high, and there are some flood watches along the Mississippi River from Kentucky to Tennessee to Alabama. I'm sorry, not Alabama, to Arkansas, eastern Arkansas, to the western part of Louisiana, all the way down into the central part of Louisiana. You have flood watches up tonight for possibilities there. Now, keep in mind, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by your pilot and Flying J truck stops. And I had an opportunity over the weekend to stop by the pilot. I'm sorry, the Flying J. I'll get this right in a minute because I went by a pilot, but I stopped at the Flying J at San Antonio, Florida, which is just north of Tampa. Pulled in there, went inside, shook a couple hands and introduced myself, handed out my cards, and some guys were, you know, that listened to the show were there, so they were receptive. We sat down, had a chat, had some iced tea, and I had some lunch, and they had some whatever. But there was about half dozen of the drivers there, and I appreciated that. And they're telling all their buddies, and they got one of my posters up in there that talks about listening to the program and all that. And they are. So, again, made some friends along with our good group that we had there at Moss Nissan up in Newport Richey. We had three people show up that were going to show up, and they went in there, and I'll be doggone if they didn't buy a car. So three people bought cars. Thank you very much for that. And Moss, thanks you too. And a couple of you came in there that had heard the show, but you weren't really expecting to do much of anything. And I understand that you sat down and were talking some deals too. So very good. Thanks very much. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilots and the Flying J's, nearest you. Because if you go in there on the third watch and you tell them the captain sent you, you're going to get yourself a nice, hot, free cup of coffee. And in the middle of the night sometimes, that gets to be pretty doggone good. Because that one cup of coffee might be just what you needed to kind of light a fire in your tail, so to speak. But the Pilots, the travel centers with the Arby's in them, the full-service Dairy Queens in them, the McDonald's, the Wendy's, the Pizza Huts, the Subways, the Taco Bells, the Chester's Chickens that are in the ones up in the Middle West, the Flying J's like the one I was in with the Denny's or the Huddle House or the Moe's Southwest Grill. It's all pretty doggone good, and all the amenities that come with them, too. It's your home away from home out on the highways, Pilots and Flying J's. Now, I want to also give a special shout-out to my buddy Craig Gross, who painted a fantastic picture for the upcoming MacDill Air Force Base in March. He actually painted the poster that they're using around town for the posters that you see out there. And I've also got some really good news to report about him as well. On March the 23rd, we're going to be announcing a special opening of a brand new eatery run by Mr. Craig Gross, a new barbecue place up in Tarpon Springs, starting March the 23rd. How about that? So there you go. And that's for all the people that know about our Gold Star father, Craig Gross, and the place that he used to have. Well, now he's going to open a new place called Patriots Pub. Patriots Pub. Be open the 23rd of March. That's what he's shooting for. Hopefully it'll work that way this time instead of the way it did the last time when he had to wait a month because of the stupid contractor. But anyway, it is what it is. And I'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We are broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, all across the country and around the world at the speed of the Internet and the satellite.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.